Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to News and Views. I'm your host, Rob Schofield. If you live in an affluent neighborhood in the Research Triangle, Charlotte, or a handful of other metropolitan areas in North Carolina, chances are you have good internet access and crews are busy laying fiber optic cable to make it even better. If, on the other hand, you live in a community with little or no access to broadband, the story is quite different. A new report from the North Carolina League of Municipalities called Leaping the Digital Divide describes the extent of this problem in our state and lays out some prescriptions for addressing it. I sat down recently with one of the authors of the report, League Legislative Counsel Erin Winia, to discuss her findings. Well, Erin Winia, welcome to News and Views. So nice to have you with us.
Thank you, and thanks for the invitation.
Tell us about the North Carolina League of Municipalities. A lot of people may not know about that organization, how it brings together this amazingly diverse array of cities and towns across our state.
It does, absolutely. The League is a membership association, statewide association, that counts nearly every city and town in the state as a member. So that's over 540 cities and towns across the state. They come together under the umbrella of the League, and the League provides them various services. I work in our government affairs unit, and so we serve as a connection between those local officials and state-level officials, whether they're legislators or state agency staff. We also provide insurance products and a wide variety of other services for cities and towns.
You know, sometimes it might be a little bit difficult to get everybody rowing in the same direction when you've got such a diverse membership.
It's a great thing to consider. Certainly there is a lot of diversity across our state. That's what we all love about North Carolina. We actually, as staff, guide them through a process. And so there are elected and appointed officials that come together throughout the year. They talk about issues. They find common ground, and then they vote on whether they want us collectively to move forward with that agenda. So they do find common ground.
Well, speaking of which, the subject of this new report you've written is an area in which there's some common ground in the League. And the report is entitled Leaping the Digital Divide, Encouraging Policies and Partnerships to Improve Broadband Access Across North Carolina. What do we mean by broadband and why is that important?
Sure. Broadband, we asked that very question in the report. How do you define broadband? The FCC has chosen to define broadband by speed. So it's the speed that data can travel over the internet. They have chosen a speed right now of 25 megabits download speed, 3 megabits upload speed. So that's the commonly accepted definition of broadband. Okay. Most people will think of it that way rather than the technology that's used to deliver that data service. Why it's important? Well, I think we can all agree that our economy runs online now. We are in a digital world. We're talking about it because there are a lot of places across the state that simply have no access. And we do worry about those places getting left behind in a myriad of ways.
When we talk about the digital divide, we're literally talking about and this may seem unbelievable to people who live in large metropolitan areas and have the big fibers running into their house, but there are still lots of people in our state who don't have access to that.
That's correct. This is a service that so far has been left to mostly to the private sector to provide. And so what you get is very good service in places where the private sector can make a profit. And that makes all kinds of sense. But unfortunately, there are places, whether they're in our rural parts of our state or in pockets of our urban areas as well, that do face those difficulties. For whatever reason, the business case has not been made and maybe cannot be made if you have to make a return to investors and shareholders. That's really the segment of the population that this report is trying to focus in on.
And so, in effect, we all love the free market. This is one instance in which it really hasn't worked very well. There just isn't enough money to be made in certain parts of the state, at least as things are presently constituted. And so these private corporations that provide internet for so many of us just don't see the profit to be made in running the lines to all the homes in a particular area or all the businesses in a particular area.
You got it. That's exactly right. And one of the points we make in the report is that this has happened before in our history as a country. It happened over a century ago when electricity was new. There was a difficulty in running those lines out to rural, sparsely populated areas. And so there was some federal action. The Rural Electrification Authority, or Rural Electrification Act, was passed, and that helped to extend electricity to all the corners of the country. We think that there's a great parallel to broadband in many ways, but basically just at a base level saying that this is basic infrastructure. that provides an essential service for our economy, for our healthcare, for our education, all of those functions.
Now, those large companies, though, aren't always completely on board with this idea. Some of them would actually contend that, oh, yeah, we do. We're providing service to a lot of people. And you would say, maybe not so much in a lot of areas.
And I think folks who live there would say the same thing. It probably depends on what level of service we as a society think is adequate, whether that is the FCC's definition of 25 down, 3 up, or whether it's something that could support a certain type of use of the technology, say for telehealth or digital learning or something like that.
What does this report recommend? What does the League think we should do to tackle this problem and address this digital divide in North Carolina?
So we studied the issue. We know that it's top of mind of all elected officials that we talk to across the state. And I would put our state legislators in that category, too. This isn't just local officials that are worried about this. We've been hearing that loud and clear. I don't think the League is the only organization that's hearing that. We hear it from our counterparts at, that represent county officials as well as electric cooperatives. And so we know that it's not just something that cities can tackle. But what we decided to do is take a deep dive, see what's working in other parts of this country. And this idea of partnerships, public-private partnerships, is what's really risen to the top as a good model for delivering this type of infrastructure in these hard-to-reach places. So the way the partnerships work generally, and I'm speaking very generally here, is the public or nonprofit sector will be the one to actually build the infrastructure. Then a private partner comes in and they operate the service. So they're the ones actually providing the back-end customer service. They handle the billing and all the customer issues. In some cases, they may build pieces of the infrastructure that serve as what they call the last mile, you know, that very last connection to a premises. In that way, there is a true partnership. There is a role for the private sector. There is a role for the public sector. What the report does conclude is that this is a really big problem. It's expensive and it's difficult to tackle. And the thought is that it shouldn't be borne solely by the private sector, nor should it be borne solely by the public sector.
There are models for this in other places. It's worked.
Absolutely. We do see this a lot across the rest of the country. It's a model that has been tested, and you see lots of different forms and lots of different partners. I mentioned electric cooperatives, for example. Mm-hmm. That's a very obvious partner in many of these places.
Because they're running lines all the time anyway.
You got it. You got it. They already own the right-of-way, or they have easements. They have the telephone poles that the fiber gets strung between. It's a very natural fit for electric cooperatives.
But right now, am I right that North Carolina public policy has some roadblocks for us going down this road? Are there things we need to change in state policy, the legislature needs to do, Governor Cooper needs to do to make this happen?
Yes, the report definitely dives into that a little bit and points out the places in the law that are gray. And I think they definitely need to be clarified so that not just the public and nonprofit actors feel comfortable moving forward, but also any private partners feel comfortable that they have the authority to enter into these partnerships. Our state public policy right now is strongly in favor of a private sector solution to provide broadband access across the state. So certainly I think there needs to be legislative action in order to clear up some of the gray area. And then you could start to see, I think, more movement.
And again, you're not saying that the public sector needs to muscle the private sector out of the way. It's not like they're going to go away. It's just that we need to prime the pump to get this thing going, basically.
That's a great point to make, and I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, these public-private partnerships, by and large, leave the operation of the service to the private sector. So there is certainly a role to be played there. The suggestions that we make in the report are not to give the public sector the authority to do it top to bottom and like you say, muscle the private sector out of the way. It's certainly to just play on the strengths of government, which historically has provided this. Whenever you have a big asset that's expensive, it needs to last for a very long period of time, for generations. That's where you see government stepping up to make those investments, and we think broadband is no different.
Any hope that the General Assembly might take action anytime soon? Have you gotten any feedback at all from leadership?
It's a great question. We know that there is a lot of interest right now in this topic and members all across the political spectrum. This is truly not a partisan issue. have expressed support for ideas that will eventually help to bridge this digital divide. It's a big lift.
Sure.
So how soon that can happen, but we do believe that the momentum is moving on this issue and people are looking for ideas, and we feel like we've provided some good ones in this report.
Well, we sure wish you all the best with your efforts. We urge people to check out the report. I guess if they just Google North Carolina League of Municipalities, they can find it right there on your website.
Absolutely. There is a page on our website dedicated just to broadband, so I would say Google NC League of Municipalities and broadband.
Thank you so much for being with us, Erin. We'll do this again sometime soon, hopefully to talk about further progress that's been made down the road.
We'd love to come back for that conversation. Thank you.
Up next, a national expert on social media and the role they've come to play in our democracy. Stay with us.